I need to get some more bids, Tom. I can't tell you how many times I heard that way back in the day when I was a wee little lad. I crack me up. Anyway, how many times have you heard that? We need to get some more bids. Thanks for coming out and all this other garbage. Guys, here's the deal. When you're hearing that, there's a trust issue, and sales is about trust. And I want to share three ways to help you increase trust with the prospects that you're talking to, and in turn, increase your sales. The whole, you know, we need to get some more bids is one of the most annoying things that you can hear. I hated hearing it because I'm like, what the fuck do you need to think about? When the reality was, they didn't trust me. There was something that they didn't trust. Okay. And this comes across not just I need more bids, but hey, can you break your pricing down? Raise your hand if you ever heard that one. Can you itemize this and blah, blah, blah. Guys, those things are rooted in lack of trust. And they just don't want to tell you that. They're not going to come out and go, well, we don't totally trust you, so can you break this down? But their spidey sense is telling them that something isn't right. And that's totally cool because we all have that. All right. Can you blame them though, if you think about it? You know, look at the average contractor. Poor communication. They don't follow up. They got a ratty fucking appearance. You know, the quality isn't what they expected. They left a damn mess. Takes forever to get a price. They change the schedule on people. They don't communicate, you know, what happened today and what's going to happen tomorrow and why things are delayed or whatever it might be, guys. It's all their past experiences that they have that, you know, sadly you're paying for in the whole lack of trust thing. So there's some things here I want to give you that I found to be, you know, pretty damn foolproof when it comes to being able to increase trust, reduce the number of sales objections that you're going to get, because there's some of these things that you can do before the job ever starts, before they ever contact you. And when you increase trust, it will minimize all the issues. All right. First thing, you guys, is you got to educate through content. That's what I'm doing here. Okay. Like just kind of behind the scenes of the fight. We have well over 1,000 videos here on YouTube. We're closing in on 900 or 1,000 podcasts that we've been doing for the past several years, 4,000 or 5,000, 6,000 social media posts, several hundred blogs. Guys, I have spent the majority of my marketing efforts in the contractor fight creating free educational content that adds value to people. Okay. In fact, we produce more content for free here in the fight than anybody in my space does. And we do it because it's rooted to our values. Okay. Our number one vision here, guys, is to create a world where the trades are no longer viewed as a fallback option. We want to make the trades attractive. We want to help build a strong you, a strong home, a fat wallet, so that you can live a great life and attract people into the trades. The trades is a beautiful place to be working if you do it right. All right. And so that's at the root of why we create so much content. And now, certainly, if you want to move faster, you jump into one of our programs, come to our events and spend some money. That's cool. But for those of you that don't want to do that, we can still help you. Okay. It's truly adding value and educating through content. And I've gotten messages for years just here on this channel of how many people, how many you have we've helped, you know, go from 100 grand a year in revenue to a million, million two in a year or two because you just implemented what you learned here. And I'm grateful for that. Guys, before that, in our painting business many years ago, when blogging and stuff started coming on, this is 2008, 9, 10-ish, all right? We set ourselves apart by educating and creating content. And that's just always a philosophy of mine. So people are searching for things online. They don't live in your world. If you're a kitchen remodeler, if you're a landscaper, people don't live in your world, speak your language, and know the things you know. So they go to Google and other search engines and YouTube, and they ask things like, how much does a bathroom remodel cost? Or what type of paint should I use? Is flat or eggshell better? All these different questions that you're always answering anyway throughout your week and year as a contractor, create pieces of content on. And I promise you, when the more content that you create, you elevate your expert status in the marketplace, and people trust experts because you're more visible. You've built your brand, you're adding value, and they're more likely not to give you a hard time about price and having to get other bids and, you know, play all those games. All right. So that's the first thing.
How often do you waste your time with people who are never going to be your customer? You spend time on site, you bond, They give you a donut. They're saying all the right things. And you think you've got this job in the bag. And then you send them your numbers and they ghost you or they blow you off. They tell you you're too expensive. You fill in the blank. If you're sick of that and you want to learn how to spot a tire kicker from 10 miles away, go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and download our guide to spotting cheap prospects. It's an amazing resource to help you protect your time and make sure that you only spend time with people who are going to be your customer. Head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap today.
Second thing that you can do to increase trust is to communicate immediately. There is no better time than yesterday to answer the email or to return the phone call. Time kills deals. Time kills deals. Every minute that you don't communicate, you are building a case against you of them trusting you. All right. So I don't want to beat this one up to death because it'd just be a bunch of redundancy here. Guys, if you say you're going to call somebody, you know, within 24 hours of them filling out a form on your website, fucking call them within 4 to 8 hours. Exceed their expectation. If, you know, somebody leaves you a voicemail and says, hey, get back to me, call them right away. If, you know, somebody wants to meet with you about a project, meet now, talk money now, send contract now. Communicate immediately, because every time that you don't, you are just like all the other contractors I outlined before. Shitty communicators that take forever for things and this and that. All those things make the case against you for trusting you. And then when you finally send your bid and have a sales conversation, they're like, well, we're going to have to get some other bids. Or can you break that down 16 different ways? And then I'm just going to tell you no anyway. All right. So communicate. All right. Number three, we've talked about this a lot here on the channel. Go ahead and search for it. Any of the videos we do on sales. Guys, connect to their motive in the sales process, in the pre-qualification. People buy for their reasons. They don't buy for yours. We can all list all the reasons why we want somebody to buy from us, but if you don't connect with what they see as value, the things that are important to them, none of what you think is important. And that's where so many contractors go wrong and don't increase trust, is they don't create an environment where the prospect feels like they're important. They're heard. They're understood. Okay. It's the project I sold many years ago where the number one factor that of this woman hiring a painting contractor was, don't wake up my babies who are sleeping. That was it. Okay. Or the other one, you know, I could go on and on, who the number one concern of theirs was their father lived with them, had emphysema, and they were concerned with the dust that would be created with the sanding and some of the things that we had to do. And I wouldn't have known those things if I didn't learn to ask good questions and I wasn't curious about the things that were important to them. And I can't stress that enough. If you're new to this channel, dig through some of our old sales training videos, and I promise you, you will get value out of those that will help you increase trust with your prospects. All right, so guys, again, sales about trust. And to help you level up your sales game, I got a free thing for you. Go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap, C-H-E-A-P, not cheap like a bird cheapin'. Is a bird cheap or chirp? Anyway, contractorfight.com/cheap. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.